Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. So we continue in our discussion of trying to understand what an animal can and cannot go out with on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Uvama ina yotza, what can an animal not wear outside when it goes out from one rishus to another? Lo yatza gamal bamtuteles. So a camel can't go outside with essentially like a tag. And the reason why you would have a tag tied to its tail or something, excuse me, or something of the like, is for like an identification. So you know this is your camel and this is how you would label it. But the reason why this is not allowed is because, very simple, when the camel would go out with this tag, perhaps it would fall off and maybe someone would then come to carry it as well on Shabbos, and so therefore you can't allow the camel to go out like that. And lo akud velo ragul, and you can't go out with the forelegs if they are attached to their hind legs, or if there's a leg that's tied in like a bent position, so you can't go out like that as well. And why would you do that? Well, it would be to keep the camel from being able to run away very fast. And the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because it causes the animal pain, and therefore that's obviously considered a real masa, a real burden for them. Mekain sha'ar kol ha-behemos, and the same is true for all animals, that they can't go out with a tag, and they can't go out with their legs tied in these ways. Lo yikshor gemalim zebazev yimshoch, a person can't tie camels together in a straight line and pull the one in front on Shabbos because it looks like you're taking them to be sold, which would not be obviously an appropriate thing to do on Shabbos. Aval machnes chavalim l'toch yadov yimshoch, but he is allowed to take all of the ropes from, let's say, 10 different camels as a bunch and pull them as one bunch. That is permissible. Bilvad shelo yichroch, as long as the rope does not wind up, and that would obviously only be an issue if the ropes were made of wool and linen, and then you would combine them all together, and that would be an issue of shatnez. But for Shabbos purposes, it seems like that is totally okay. Ein chamor yotze b'mardas bizman she'ina kshura lo. A donkey is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a saddle cloth if it was not tied to the donkey before Shabbos. V'lo bizog, and he can't go out with a bell that is hanging from his neck. Afal pishu pakuk, even if it is like stuffed with a cloth to keep the bell from ringing, it's still not allowed for him to have this on Shabbos. Velo v'sulam shebetzavaro, and he can't go out with like what's called like a ladder type of brace on its neck to keep it from turning its head. It can't go out like that. Think of like the cone you put around a dog's head if you don't want it to scratch itself. So that's exactly what this is. You don't want the donkey to turn its head. You don't want it to scratch itself. Velover tsua shebaraglo, and he can't go out with a protective strap on its leg, which this protective strap is basically... think about for a moment if the animal's feet would maybe left totally unstrapped or whatever, they might knock against each other, and so as a result, the owner usually would tie some sort of like a leather strap around its leg, but it can't go out with this strap on Shabbos. And chickens can't go out wearing strings, and these strings were like also like the tags of the camels. These are like an ID for the chickens, and they can't go out with a strap on their legs that would be meant to restrain them. And rams can't go outside with some sort of like a miniature wagon under their tail, which was to protect their tail, and so they can't go out with this on Shabbos. And ewes cannot go outside with what are called chips of yachnun, wood. And this was put in the nose of the ewes to make them sneeze, to get rid of the worms in their heads or whatever, something along those lines. And so they can't go out with that. Vein ha'egel yotzei v'gimon, and a calf can't go outside with a yoke that was made of reeds, which was essentially like a training yoke that they would put on it to prepare for the real thing. velo para beor hakupad velo veritzua shabina karneha. And a cow can't go outside with what's called like a porcupine hide that's on its udders, and they put those on there to protect it from like rodents or the like. The cow can't go out with a strap that was stretched between its horns. Some say that was for decoration. Some say it was perhaps for other protective purposes. But regardless, Chazal did not like when they would do this. And then the Mishnah actually says that there was a dissenting opinion that Parasa Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Haisa Yotza Veresua Shabin Karneh Shelo Berson Chachamim. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow, in which the Mefarshim explained, it actually wasn't even his cow; it was his neighbor's cow. But he would let his neighbor's cow do this, and that's why they called it his cow. So this cow would go out with a strap between its horns, and it was a decoration. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that it wasn't an issue, but this was done against the will of the Chachamim. And that brings us to the end of Perek Hay of chapter 5. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Vav, chapter 6. But for now, have a wonderful day.